This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Jess, I'm going to tell you about the funniest news I've seen coming out of America. We all know comedian Amy Schumer. Is that enough? Schumer, yeah. Well, she announced that her and her husband, Chris Fisher, that's his name, have officially changed the name of their son after Amy's mother pointed out that the first name and the second name they gave him sounded a little bit too rude.
But is this the son they had, last year?
Yeah, so he's a year old. And so she said that they wanted to name their son, Gene, which is his first name, after their comedian friend, which his name's Dave Attell. So they called him, they named him after his last name. His name is Gene Attell Fisher. Can you say it quickly?
Gene
Attell. Yeah. Basically, they named their son.
Oh, my lordy.
This is not me. This is Amy doing this. Yeah.
She must have known she's had it for a long time.
I thought this is really bad for a comedian not to have known. So, it made me think, did you know anyone? I went to school with a boy, and I'm not going to lie here, his name was Benjamin Dovan. So just Ben Dovan. it's a little gay boy at a Catholic school. It's the best thing I'd ever heard. But
so what's his name, this Gene? Because that sounds like the most incredible, what is it, Gene
Attell. Yeah, so his middle name's Attell, but his first name's Gene. So Gene Attell Fisher.
That's the best drag name. That's a great drag name. How did she? I feel like she's named it after a drag queen she's gone amiss with, and that's what's happened. Happy anymore.
Gene Attell, wouldn't that be a drag king? You're a drag king finisher.
Well,
wouldn't that
true.
Be a drag king's name?
I was a drag. Well, that's true. That's true. But I also feel like Gene can be a girl's name because I was going with both of those. It can be a drag queen, drag king.
Yeah.
But I was a drag king. I actually was. I'm still the rating.
And what was your name? What was your name again?
Oh, my name's horrible. My name's horrible, Tom. I came up with it when I was 19 in Perth. I named myself after my best mate. It's Scott. So I went with Scott Watt. Very, very offensive in England when you use that name and you're all through the Soho circuit.
Yeah.
But I actually never liked my male name because it didn't really work. And in all through North America when I was, it was Scott Twat. And I was like, that doesn't even rhyme, but I'll run with it. It's
crazy.
Actually kind of good. But I had a bio queen, Tom. Did you know her name?
No.
That one was actually a good one. There was Scott's sister. They had the same last name, but her first name was Ophelia.
I have a new hero. I have a new spirit animal. There's been an 82-year-old nana who's been in lockdown and the family's been taking her food and, talking to her through the window, making sure she's all okay. And when they went there to drop their, the new groceries off, she shook her head and said no, held up a sign and said, I have enough food, bring me wine. And she's holding up an empty bottle. 82-year-old nana. I'm so happy. We are not condoning drinking because, especially if you are feeling isolated or alcohol is not the thing to do. But we've had a few little Zoom catch-ups and have a little drink in between. It's been nice.
But I feel like we're supposed to be gargling it, aren't we?
Hey, look, I'm very excited because we've all been in, isolation and I've been probably ordering a little bit too much Uber Eats. I'm just going to say it. Look, I'm not using names. It's just a company that brings me food. They've become my new best friend. It's like I need people to visit.
Or any of the people that send food,
I'm not that clever to know who does it. Just somebody knocks on my door with a thing. But the other day I ordered some, sand churros, the little churros things you dip in chocolate.
Your Spanish donut.
Thank you. So I ordered six. I got 20. 20. I don't know how come.
Pay for 20?
No. I went back and double-checked because I'll tell you what I was going to... No, but I wouldn't have yelled at anybody. But, I think they might have made some extras. It was later on at night because we'd had dinner and I was looking for the sweet treat, getting on.
I hope you enjoyed them. I did actually... It does bring to mind that I've been looking at, I live in Coburg North and I'm part of Coburg's, Good Karma Network. And there was a person who put up... does anyone want some leftover pappadums? I ordered 5 and I got 50, and all I could think of is that I'm sanitising my lettuce when they come in. How the hell am I going to eat a pappadum?
But that's so nice. I didn't even think of that. I wouldn't even think to share it. I ate what I wanted and gave the rest to the chickens. Well, I should be more like Coburg North and be out there and share my pappadums.
We are apparently a part of a country full of dobbers.
Oh, dobbers. Are we talking about Corona dobbers? Because I'm a...
We're talking about dobbers. Yes, big dibby-dibby dobbers.
Oh, look, I'm a dobber.
Oh, are you a dobber?
Well, no, I'm not a dobber, but if I saw people breaking the rules, I'd feel obligated to dob. Yeah, I'm
look,
a dobber.
There's a difference between breaking the rules, right? This is it. Like, so we've got... There's apparently the Woi Woi police received 200 calls in one day, and 70% of them, and this is not from a creepy point of view, I should have let you still say that one, but it's 70% of those calls were people complaining that on the footpath, people were not making way for them. Like, it was a lot of worry about things. But look, there's some other stuff. Like, so I'm okay with the dobbing when I can see, you know, force being used badly, when I can see teens hanging out at the park.
No, but did you see,
you know,
there was a photo of someone and they were sitting there and they were talking about their isolation party, and he was cooking a barbecue and there was like about 10 mates laying around behind him, and everyone dobbed him in, but it turned out no one looked. He photoshopped himself into the photo 10 times. He'd basically just changed his t-shirt. So could you imagine the police turning up going, I have evidence. Yeah, are you
I've got evidence. Yeah. You have 9 brothers and sisters that look exactly like you, I can tell.
Exactly.
And none of them all live in the house. I can see that. Look, you've got 9 identical siblings. Look, it's the fact that there's some bizarre things. There's this woman who's put this massive sign out the front, and she's, as far as I'm concerned, she's made the place look untidy with her thing, but she's made it untidy for a reason. She's written a big sign in the Sunshine Coast saying, for your information, thank you to the dobber of our rental property. My granny flat is being rented responsibly to an emergency worker, so stop dobbing me in and wasting police time. There are some crazy people out there that are really taking it too far. Like, if there's something going on in a house with one person or a family next door to you, it shouldn't be. I feel like it was scary. I had to be picked up from work the other day because I didn't want to catch a train. And I was ready to talk to the police about how I was going to explain. I had my necklace thing, and that's why I was wanting to speak to the police today. I had my necklace thing that we got from Joy to prove that we're allowed out and that we're essential workers, apparently. But I am worried about going on the road. Like, on Easter Sunday, we weren't allowed to drop off eggs at family members.
No, of course not.
I know that. We couldn't put them in the letterbox. We couldn't do anything. But at the same time, people are out of Uber Eats and stuff out there. I want to know why I'm feeling so insecure when I'm doing the right thing, because I'm so worried about these dobbers. And I feel like we're in some sort of movie at the moment.
Keep the dobbers happening. It's going to keep people like you in the house and not driving the streets delivering Easter eggs. Uber Eats is an essential service. People need to eat. It is keeping people employed and income. You dropping off chocolates is doing nothing but killing everybody.
But I didn't drop off chocolates, and I'm not killing anyone.
You are,
Jess. I was worried about being picked up because I didn't want to go in the train.
Well,
I was worried.
Well, you should be worried, and I can guarantee, sweetheart, no one's going to pick you up. You are safe. So you are not the only person that's been misbehaving and not abiding to the stay-at-home rules.
Ooh.
Because there's been nudists in the Czech Republic have also, well, they're basically now finally been congratulated. There's a famous nudist beach. It's about 90 k's outside of Prague. Basically, it's not a beach. It's like a big hole in the ground, but they call it a beach, you know? Yeah. and so basically, but this has been drawing self-isolation nude crowds. There's been hundreds of them turning up. And I can tell you, they're basically breaking the rules. So the police, I'm telling you, are not very happy. So they've turned up and they said, you know, we need to clarify this with messages such as, you know, naked bodies, yes, open mouths, no. Lying naked in the water is not what we consider to be doing sports. So basically, in Prague, you're allowed out at the moment, but what you have to do is you have to have a mask covering your face and nose, is basically what they're saying.
Okay, yep, that's good. I like that. That kind of proves that you are aware of the rules and you're not being ignorant. Yeah. Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, these poor naked people in Prague there, they're basically, they're just thinking, well, I'm not wearing a mask because I'm nude. So what's the use of, you know, flashing it all but, you know, covering my nose? So the government said, this is it. They've gone down there. They've all got multiple fines, but they said, this is the final week. If you don't start playing by the rules, they're going to close the beach down. So the police are very happy to report that there was lots of naked people on the shore, but every one of them was wearing a mask. How exciting. That is my dream. I want to turn up to a naked beach and everybody covering their face. I think it sounds like a dream. It's like a gay man's dream. Yeah.
I feel like that's the only way you'd ever get me down at a naked beach is if all of my face is covered.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.